John Kerry's visit to Wisconsin today is far from his first. In fact, Wisconsin is a frequent stop for both candidates. They're visiting the state several times a week this fall. There, as elsewhere, polls suggest women voters may make the difference. NPR's Linda Wertheimer went to Green Bay to talk to some of these highly sought-after voters.
Bellin Hospital in Green Bay has its own school of nursing right across the street, where yesterday students were watching demonstrations on dummies, a prelude to practicing on real patients.
My hand is still in place, so I have not moved. Now that the balloon is inflated, I'm okay to release that hand.
Kerry does pretty well with the nursing students we talked to, young women concerned about health care. But for 24-year-old Michelle Tingley, the issues say Kerry, but she can't quite get there.
I identify more with the Democratic Party. I identify more with their stance on issues. But I don't like Kerry as a person. The thing that keeps playing off in my head is we will address terrorism. We will kill them. We will hunt them down. I hear these words, and I'm like, who, as a leader of a country, talks about, I will hunt them and kill them?
Democrats worry that this gritty city has not warmed to John Kerry. Green Bay loves its football and its freezing weather. The sophisticated senator from Massachusetts is not a particularly good fit. But he picked up a vote from Nicole Sargent. She voted for President Bush last time, but this time has a special reason to vote Kerry. Her brother is serving in Iraq.
He's 2 years younger than me, so it's like, I kind of want him home.
You want him to come home?
I want him home.
Yeah, yeah. Has the fact that your brother is in Iraq, has that affected your thinking about this election?
Kind of. Just that, you know, since they declared the war over, it's like over 1,000 people have still been killed. It's like, okay, what are you going to do next? Either pull out or do something.
Kristen Hansen voted for Mr. Bush also. For her, the Iraq War makes it clear that she should support the president again.
When Kerry speaks, I don't know where he stands on the war. And because it is one of my top issues, I get nervous because I don't know where he stands. Like, I have all my little issues, but, like, the big thing comes down to is I think Bush will be a better leader, and I know where he's going, even though I'm not exactly sure what he's doing right now, but I feel like he's got the better attempt and he's more clear on what he wants.
In Green Bay's very quiet downtown, we found a lot of activity at the YWCA. At one end of the building, very young tap dancers.
Front, cross, front, down, shove, full step.
At the other, a group of women who've survived breast cancer. For many, including Mary Lee Lefebvre, a big concern is hanging on to health insurance.
I'm scared to death. And I don't think it's fair not to be able to have health insurance or to be treated like a human being just because you don't have insurance. I'm still undecided. I don't know from one day to the next what I'm doing. But it's just, you know, it's my mental state, too, right now, so.
The president's strongest supporters were opponents of abortion, and there are plenty of them in heavily Catholic Green Bay, including Roberta Atkinson, who runs the support group for the Y. But her confidence in the president is being tested by the war.
My first reaction was, this is going to be Mr. Bush's Waterloo. This is something that has not been thought through, and how do you win this? The issue isn't whether we should or we shouldn't, because that's immaterial. We are. So what are we going to do about it now that we're there, and how are we going to, what are we going to do to work our way through and out? What's the end? Where's the finish line?
I don't like how George Bush has handled this, Atkinson says, but she'll vote Bush. With Kerry, she doesn't know what she'd get. Mary Lou Schrader is a businesswoman with similar conflicts. She told us her daughter will vote for the first time this November.
And she said to me, Mom, how do you make a decision? You've been voting a long time. So I look at the two gentlemen, and you know how I made my decision? The better of the worst. I know what Bush has done, and I don't like it because the man doesn't listen. Kerry, I'm a little nervous about, even though he did give his daughter's hamster CPR when she fell in the water. I thought that was pretty nice, you know. Stupid maybe, but what I really, I don't know yet what he will do. I know what Bush has done, and I don't want more of it. So I go to Kerry because I don't know yet, and that's sad.
The women of Encore. a support group for breast cancer survivors. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Green Bay, Wisconsin.